Welcome to a special Outlet at Home. We are Vince and Ashley Thomas, lead pastors of the Outlet Community Church, and we are so grateful to join you wherever you are in the world today.
Amen. I pray you guys are getting some good rest in, some good relaxation time, some good family time. You know, we are a ministry that really focuses on being family first, right? And so we endeavor to reinforce that. So we pray that as you enjoy the holiday weekend and now this Sabbath Sunday, you guys are really taking time to replenish yourselves and rejuvenate and be back again for next week.
And really, that comes from our amazing leaders, our amazing volunteers who for the last 4.5 years have been a part of the setup and tear down week in and week out. Man. And so whenever we have a moment where we can go with the natural flow and progression of life and take a moment to rest, to reflect, to replenish our energy, we want to do just that. So we're so grateful for our core team and all of the leaders who make the outlet what it is today. But there's another special group that we want to acknowledge today, and that's for anybody who is watching for the very first time. So if it's your first time watching today an Outlet at Home experience or joining us on an Outlet Live experience, not only let us know, but also everybody watching, where are you
where are you from? Rep your city.
Oh, while you all are doing that, today we are excited to talk about this season of Advent that has begun today. And the season of Advent is really the focus on Christmas, and the reason for the season. And we've kind of themed this season of Advent and the birth of Christ and everything around it, that it's the season of the miraculous.
Amen.
And that's what we want to talk about today, the season of the miraculous. But before we get into that, I need some help with a couple of questions that I've had post-Thanksgiving. So first and foremost, in the comment, in the chat, I'm not going to let y'all just sit back and not talk to me.
Oh, man.
Y'all got to talk to me this morning, but I want to know, how many days are you willing to eat Thanksgiving leftovers?
Ooh.
I mean, just in the chat, let me know how many days. I just want to see just where we are.
Yeah.
You know,
I know we got some good leftovers, but I mean, the leftovers for me, maybe like, I think after 2 days, y'all.
How many?
I'm good.
Let me know.
After two days, I'm good.
All right. So second question. Second question I need help on.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay.
How many different ways can you prepare leftover turkey?
Ooh.
Like how many different meals? Like there's the bird that you had on Thursday. Yes, but how many different ways? Give me a number and maybe give me some
recipes. If you drop the recipes, I might be eating some of them.
We're gonna take a look right here. We got our device set up. We're gonna take a look. I just want to know, like, how many different ways can you prepare your Thanksgiving turkey
leftovers? Yes,
but true to form and just what we love doing every week. You know, we're having a lot of fun right now, but we want to start with our weekly confession. So I'm going to ask that everyone join me in our weekly confession. I want you to say with me, thank you, Lord, for another day to live for you.
For another day to live for you.
This is the day that you have made.
This is the day that you have made.
And I will rejoice and be glad in it.
And I will rejoice and be glad in it.
I choose to bless you, Lord.
I choose to bless you, Lord.
With all that's within me.
With all that's within me.
Great is your mercy towards me.
Great is your mercy towards me.
And your unfailing love.
And your unfailing love.
That you've shown me.
That you've shown me.
Your mercies are new every morning.
Your mercies are new every morning.
And I choose this day.
And I choose this day.
To walk in them.
To walk in them.
I receive your promise.
I receive your promise.
Of divine protection.
Of divine protection.
Divine guidance.
Divine guidance.
And divine provision.
And divine provision.
As found in Psalm 91.
As found in Psalm 91.
I speak a blessing over my body.
I speak a blessing over my body.
Over my mind.
Over my mind.
Over my family.
Over my family.
Over my purpose.
Over my purpose.
And over my community.
And over my community.
In Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say and type in amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, again, before we delve into the season of the miraculous and really talking about really how to maximize and how to know and how to cooperate with seasons of the miraculous in your life, we want to go over some upcoming events that we have here at the Outlet Community.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you, every person who participated in sorting and distributing and giving in our Thanksgiving outreach. It was a tremendous tremendous success.
Yes.
And we had such a phenomenal time with that. But now we're transitioning to the Christmas season.
Yeah. So what do we got going on in Christmas season?
Well, first and foremost, want to let you all know that you all have financially met the budget for our holiday outreach project.
Amen.
Come on, give yourselves a round of applause.
Amen.
And so this year we're asking for now your assistance to distribute over 3,000 toys.
So this is crazy because last year we did about 1,000 toys, right?
Toys, yep.
I think over 400 families. And this year we've got 3,000.
3,000.
So that's triple the amount.
If you're looking to be a part of this, we've got 2 days that you can join us. The first one is Saturday, December 10th from 10 to 12 at our Briarcliff campus. We've got to sort these toys because these toys are not only going to be distributed from our Briarcliff campus, but they're going to be distributed to local schools in the area. They're going to be distributed to our other ministry partners within the city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be distributed across the country to other partners that we have across the country. And they're even going to be distributed internationally.
Throughout the world.
Throughout the entire world. So this holiday outreach is reaching the expanse truly of the globe.
Amen.
And so on December 10th, all the hands that we can get to help sort is going to be a tremendous blessing. And then on December 17th, we are going to have what's called a Santa's Workshop, where different children, different families from across the Metro Atlanta area are going to be meeting us at our brand new Briarcliff campus, and we're going to be able to share the love of God with them. And so if you want to be a part of one and or both, this is for the entire family, we'd love for you to sign up. You're going to hear this a lot today, just ways to get plugged in. I'm just going to say, if you want to be a part of the Christmas outreach, text CHRISTMAS to 770-667-4899. Again, text CHRISTMAS to 770-667-4899. We'll grab your and get your information so that we can distribute out opportunities for you to sign up and serve. And we'll keep you informed as far as what's going on with that. And we thank you in advance for that. Now, with our brand new campus, last Sunday we had a chance to kind of do our first of three
test
runs.
And so it was exciting. It was,
it really was.
The atmosphere, the energy you all brought. It was just, I mean, from online to in person, it was just amazing. Our church had an awesome time. It just felt like home because honestly, y'all, that's our new home. I think it's still surreal for me and Vince to to experience it. So as we're moving in and, you know, figuring out what the needs are, we understand that we have a building now, right? So with that comes bigger and greater needs.
And the first needs are within our actual volunteer base or our core team. So we're going to be adding new teams to be able to best serve our community. One of the ones that I'm thinking about right now is our facilities team to help us keep the facilities in excellent shape on Sunday mornings.
Absolutely.
We also are going to be adding a nursing home team. We're surrounded by two senior citizen assisted living complexes. And so they're asking us for ways that we can be a blessing to them. And so it's just an honor to be able to come to our church and say, hey, if anybody has a heart for this particular endeavor, we'd love to have you be a part. Of course, we have your typical, you know, we're going to be bringing back choirs. We're going to be bringing back just being able to do different things with music.
Absolutely.
And I'll talk more about music in the month of December because we're going to be making some transitions within that area so that we can best serve our church community and beyond. One of our bigger areas that we really need to focus on, and I'm really looking at and recruiting individuals for this, for those to help us serve with our students. And that's our babies age 6 months all the way as they go through preschool, elementary school, middle school, and high school.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I'm so excited about this move is that we're going to be able to give dedicated space to our emerging gen network. But with dedicated space, we're going to need dedicated bodies and individuals to help to assist that. And so, again, if you've been sitting and thinking about ways that you can give back,
we have a gift for children. Absolutely.
and if you want to go to our website, we have a link that's associated and it'll give you an idea of what teams are available. But if you want more information or you want my wife and I to reach out and just see what the best fit is for you, text the word CORE TEAM, C-O-R-E TEAM, to 770-667-4899. We are really excited about this next move. We just believe that our church has really been primed for this opportunity that we've been given.
Amen.
But, you know, kind of as we talk about this new campus
and all the needs
that are going on, we really want to begin level setting and creating a level of expectation for you all as well. And so, as I mentioned, our Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday outreach budget, it has been met. Mm-hmm. And so once we've closed that out, our attention now is going to the immediate needs of our brand new campus. And so if you all have seen that campus, God has done an amazing work to give us the opportunity to be really in that particular space. But mm-hmm. I realize the outlet has a way of getting things done, and we like to do things in excellence.
Amen.
And so we've been taking the last 2 to 3 months to really assess what are our needs.
Yes.
And last Sunday kind of gave us a real time feel for, okay, what's needed to put our stamp and begin rather to put our stamp on that campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we have determined that it will take us about $40,000 in order to do everything from sound, from media, children, mm-hmm. teens, mm-hmm. signage, marketing, and just various cosmetic things that we want to do just to get in the building. Now, for those who came last Sunday, as you see, it can be turnkey, but, you know, I just believe that if God gives you an opportunity like this, then you need to do what it is that you can.
Do it in excellence,
And so as I'm talking to you all, I just believe in the grace of God. I believe in who God is. And so I'm giving you all that big number. Because I want you to know what we're working with as we're getting into this facility. And again, this is just to get in. We believe that it may take us a few years in order
to where we want to be.
Bring everything up to where we wanted to get. But we want to start off by at least showing that we are a ministry of excellence. So you're talking about a brand new church sign. You're talking about
signs throughout the parking lot as well as on the actual buildings, you know, to show, because we have a campus, y'all. So we do kind of want it to be clarity of which entrances and exits that are available. So it's just all around the signage. And of course, the sign outside in the front lawn. Definitely want to change that.
And so many of you are sitting there saying, is he asking me for $40,000?
No,
we're not asking you for $40,000. What I am going to ask you, number one, pray for wisdom as we continue to move forward, as we continue to take on this project. But the second thing that I'm going to ask is for those who have connections to people who know people who have resources. Yeah. I was talking with a business owner, a friend of ours, and we were just talking about, you know, just how things are and just the climate and the economy.
Mm.
And one thing that we discovered is that resources are out there. And a lot of times church limits their request to just the individual church body that shows up and gives from time to time.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is let's go beyond that. And many of you have connections with people who are looking to do something where they can be a blessing to the community. Listen, the Outlet Community Church is that place. And so Giving Tuesday is coming up on this Tuesday. End of year is coming up. And so I'm going to ask that you all be outlet ambassadors and tell people the story about our ministry and tell people the testimony about how God has been good to this ministry and that the hand of God is on this ministry. And I just believe with all my heart that the resources that we need are going to come in.
Amen.
And so for those who are watching and say, well, I would like to contribute something toward that, I want you all to hear me out. Because while we're doing these renovations and while we're doing these upgrades, we also are operating as a ministry. We're also doing outreach. So for our outlet members, continue to be faithful as you've been in your giving.
Yes.
Continue to be faithful as you've been in your offering. Don't let up and don't think that, oh, they're good now. Listen.
No.
We want you
still
all to continue
to,
to be faithful concerning that. But for those who can go over and above, or for those who know individuals who like specific projects, we have a designated fund called Campus Renovations. And so you can go to our website, Campus Renovations, and you can sow directly toward the renovations and the projects that we have going on to get in the building and be ready for January 8th when we officially launch.
Yes, we're so excited about this. And y'all, you know, we just believe God is in this. We know God is in this, and he's leading and guiding this. So just, I think that the foremost, be in prayer about what you are to do to that. Please don't feel obligated or get anything, get pressed. We're not pressing anyone. We're just asking you to pray. And if he opens your heart to it, then by all means.
Amen. Amen. You all have been faithful, which is what put us in position to make this acquisition. It's because of your faithfulness. It's because of your commitment.
And we got it debt free, y'all. So come on. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God. So we're already halfway.
Yeah. So we're already halfway down the road. We can take our time. So
we sure can.
Listen, there's no pressure coming from the outlet to you, but I am saying let's be creative and let's begin having conversations with individuals who have access to real resources.
You know people that know people that know people.
Listen,
amen.
I'm already having the conversations right now, telling them what God can do. And one thing that I want to encourage you with the law of seed time and harvest, you cannot beat God in giving. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So let's receive today's offering. The barcode is up on the screen for those who want to participate in the giving today. Want to make it simple. There you can give by Zelle online. You can give in person or by mail, by check. Any way that you're led to give, you can participate with that giving. And again, thank you all so much for your faithful support of the Outlet Community Church. Mm. We endeavor, my wife and I endeavor, just to be great stewards of whatever you give us, we are serious about being great stewards over that and
Amen.
Giving you a return by the grace of God
Amen.
That far exceeds what was given. And so I'm just happy to say, as we're closing out this year, we're able to say that yet again, and we're able to see the faithfulness of God
Amen.
In a great way. So let's say our offering confession today. I want you all to repeat after me. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For this seed to sow into the kingdom of God.
For this seed to sow into the kingdom of God.
I believe you enable my family.
I believe you enable my family.
To generate wealth.
To generate wealth.
Because we are called.
Because we are called.
To invest into seeing your will accomplished.
To invest into seeing your will accomplished.
In the earth.
In the earth.
Help me to remain committed.
Help me to remain committed.
To building strong communities.
To building strong communities.
And creating a lasting legacy.
And creating a lasting legacy.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's say and type in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, today we really want to kick off Advent. And the theme in Advent, and Advent really comes from the Latin word, which means coming. And so in Christian faith and in Christian circles for generations, they've always talked about the Lord's coming or the Lord's second coming, his Advent. And that season officially begins today as we're taping in 2022 on Sunday, November 27th. But the word or the emphasis today is hope.
Amen.
And hope. It really delves into the other themes of Advent of joy, peace, and love. And hope, joy, peace, and love all come together so that our faith can be maximized and we can live lives full of faith, full of vigor, and full of seeing God's promises manifested. That's what this Christmas season
is all about.
Is that God's promise is manifested.
Is manifest. Already is manifested. Amen. I love what it says in Romans 15 and 13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. As my husband said, hope comes from the Lord. And it's really your sights, your perspective being set on what God has already done in this lifetime on the cross for you. Amen.
Yeah. And really, as you close out a year, you can sometimes look back and say, oh, man, I didn't get everything that I set out to do, or things didn't turn out the way in which I thought that they would. But something happens on December 31st going into January 1st, where it's like all of a sudden we began to hope again. It's a new year.
It's a fresh start.
It's a brand new opportunity.
Amen.
But I want to encourage someone today who's feeling a tad bit discouraged, who feels like they could have went a little further. In the words of Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive. Keep your hope alive. And biblical hope is different from natural hope. And biblical hope, it relies on God's character as a basis for trusting that the future will be better than the present.
Amen.
The more we get to know God's character, the more hope we can have.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you. And really, my wife and I wanted to do this outlet at home. And to be able to speak from our heart to let you all know that hope is the only thing sometimes that you have to hold on to. Mm. Sometimes all of the other circumstances, all of the other reasons can go out the door. But you're holding on to this hope that God, I'm trusting you that you're working out what's going on in my life today, that you're putting things and you're orchestrating things together, even when I don't understand. And I wanted to share with you all a clip from Vision Sunday in 2022. And we kind of want to take you behind the curtain here with Ash.
Go forward.
Take you all the way back. And really, I want to do a shameless plug for this series that we're starting next week on spiritual gifts and the nine spiritual gifts that are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And talked more about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I believe that our church has matured to the point that we can begin to have these conversations about how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. It's a really exciting series.
Yeah, man, it is.
And we need these gifts because in the season that we're in and
in the climate that we're in,
if you don't have the power of God at work, people will not believe what you have to say. Mm-hmm. But God wants his power at work in your life so that when people look at your life, they can say, I know God is real because of what I'm watching. And
Amen.
So we kind of want to take you behind the curtain of how Ash and I lead our church. And quite honestly, we probably up until the last 2 to 3 months, I would say we didn't have necessarily a strategic plan.
You got a little bit going, but you don't have all of the pieces. So that's kind of where, but amen. But you know what? As you go, the Lord will clarify. He always does. And that's what he's been doing.
He always does.
That's
so
what he's been doing.
You know, I knew the right thing to do in church and in ministry was to have a vision Sunday. Every year you need to cast vision.
Uh-huh.
And quite honestly, I never saw any physical thing when it came to vision.
Mm.
Only thing that I could see when it came to vision were people.
Yeah.
And the needs of people, and that there was a reason that the Outlet Community Church existed. And so vision didn't necessarily start with something concrete to hold
on
to.
That's right. That's right.
The concrete that I had was the character of God and his faithfulness. And just, you know, even though in the natural, there were things that you know, would have taken years for us to crystallize and years to manifest, I just knew that there was a reason why we existed. And so when it came to talking about building, when it came to talking about future, here's the reality. Ever since we had moved into Upstairs Atlanta, I began looking for what is the Lord asking us to do? Is he asking us to be at Upstairs Atlanta for a long time? I knew and I still in my heart want to be in the Summerhill, Grant Park area. So I'm praying about God opening up doors. So I began looking at various buildings in that area. Mm-hmm. I began looking at various space in the area that we were in. And it just financially did not make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, you know, we were hustling backwards in a sense. Because in order to get Upstairs Atlanta up to where it needed to be, that requires a lot of manpower, a lot of woman power, a lot of financial power. And it felt like we were giving really a lot and exerting a lot just to do service, which limits your ability to go and do more or add on anything else. And so it became an issue of prayer. And so my hope at the top of the year, my personal prayer time during the 31 days of prayer was, God, our volunteers are working so hard.
Yeah.
You've got to find a way for us to be able to give them rest and not burn them out. Because I knew that the level of work that we were doing and how we were exerting our energy
couldn't sustain that for a long time.
You have a shelf life. And I figured we had about 2 more years before folks were going to have some real...
just burned out everybody. Yeah.
Conversations with us.
Yeah.
And so at the end of last year, as I've shared many times, because I just want you all to hear this from me, we were sitting at a lunch and a CEO of a company said, I believe that, you know, the Outlet Community Church should be a part of this brand new facility that we're building.
Yeah.
It would give you all stability.
It was brand new. It was, I think, a $9 million build. So it was going to be beautiful. Where he showed us the renditions and the architects, the blueprint of how it was going to look. It was just, it seemed wonderful.
So the video that I'm showing for you during that time, I knew in the back of my mind that that was an option, but I didn't have peace, the other word with Advent. So there's hope and then there's peace. So I had hope in God's character, but when this opportunity showed up, I didn't have peace. Now, for me, that didn't make any sense because my prayer to God was help us to be more stationary. Help us to give our volunteers a breather.
Yeah.
Help us to have home and anchor and be able to put down stakes and do things for the community. But I had a hope that I didn't let go that God's word was true and that he was going to do that because God loves his people.
Yes, he does.
He loves the people that we're going to reach, but he also loves the people that are reaching the people that we're going to reach. But I did not have peace about that. So we're doing Vision Sunday and I'm communicating Vision Sunday to you all. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying, I mean, I'll kind of keep going toward it, but I'm just really not sure if this is going to be what we do. So as I'm communicating to you all in Vision Sunday, I'm sitting here thinking, but really, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And so what happens is when you start speaking with the mouth of God and you start speaking just what God wants you to say, you cannot in your mind make sense of what he's telling you to say. You just have to keep saying it. And that's what faith is. Faith, it keeps speaking.
Faith submits before it understands. You know, it's like, Lord, I don't know how. I don't see it with my eyes. But if you're saying it, then I'm going to hold fast to what you're saying.
And hope surrenders to the plan of God, even when your feelings say to abandon the plan. And so as you all are watching this Vision Sunday clip from this year, I want you all to see the character of God. Mm. And in the words of Barack Obama, the audacity of hope. That was like Bill Clinton thumb.
I think that was the Bill Clinton thumb. I don't think that Barack Obama, he didn't do that.
Anywho, but he did write Audacity of Hope.
He did.
But I want you all to see what happens when you sometimes have to declare from your hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk to somebody today. You may be tempted to put down your confessions, your positive words, what God is saying, because it doesn't look like things are going to pan out the way in which you were speaking. Never let go of what God said. Continue saying it all the way to the end.
Amen.
And you all will hear some declarations that we made. And when we come back, we'll be able to see exactly, did what God say? Did it come to pass?
Amen. We're so excited.
So let's watch this clip and we'll be right back.
Because the ultimate goal is God has called us to create a lasting legacy. When you're gone, what will people say about you? And I believe this year, we must commit to being accountable. And in committing to living a life of accountability, it will lead to opportunities of discovery. But how do we build community and create legacy? One brick at a time. You don't need the whole wall, but what is in your hand? Go to that next slide. I want to show you also. Like I said, I'm going to show you my starting balance. We started our church May 6, 2018. Whole story, just supernatural thing after supernatural thing, and we started. We started this church with a little over $2,500. That's check-ins and the savings. Everything. And only one community partner, King Middle School. That was it. We started there. Faithful there. I used to be ashamed of that number because I thought when it came time for me to start a church, I'd start with hundreds of thousands of dollars based off of all the people I've supported and helped throughout all my many years of ministry. Nope. $2,500, and I thank God for every person who sold all the gifts, the $90, $60, $50, $250, $960. I mean, just gifts that showed up in that first offering. Our first offering we ever took was $1,100, lock, stock, barrel. That was it. And we were off. But as of December 31st, 2021, since 2018, we've partnered with 52 organizations. So we went from how many did we start with? To 52 organizations in our community and beyond to reinvest, to give away. How much? $360,000. So you never wanted me to see that number. I just pulled that number last night. The Lord been leading me. He said, I want you to see how much you've done. I'm a type of person where we got work to do. 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 My team probably is tired of me. It's like, all right, we got work to do. Let's look at these numbers. How are we doing this week? Let's go, 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 go. And I kept putting off. What have we as a community done? This is a collective effort. This is everyone under the sound of my voice. You have given over $360,000. It's actually over $362,000 at the end of last year. And I'm giving you all a low number because oftentimes there are third-party organizations who say, we love the outlet. Who can we bless on your behalf? And they send tens of thousands of dollars to other organizations in our community. And I have not been able to count all the times they ask us, who do you want us to bless on behalf of the church? Because God gives seed to the sower. If we steward every moment well. So, where are we going from here? Right now, I'm asking you all to stay in faith and stay in prayer for us. We have been entered into consideration for a large donation because someone from one of the 52 partners mentioned our name to a group of philanthropists who said, who is doing work in the community? At the end of last year, we started what's now known as the Outlet Foundation. It is our 501c3 arm of what we do as a community church. The reason we've started the foundation is because we believe that when it comes to sizable gifts that we believe are important to transforming the home, transforming churches, transforming communities, because each day we're helping some form of relationship, coaching, counseling. Each day we're consulting churches throughout this entire country. People are calling the outlet asking, how do you all do what you're doing? And then in the community, there are more needs than we right now have the resources to meet. So we got to get a bigger basket. So the Outlet Foundation is our bigger basket to allow us to partner with other organizations who are doing the work in the community. Why? God didn't call the outlet to be the Walmart of community service. God called us to be the bridge to pull resources, people, opportunities together so that this world can be blessed. And so what you'll see is more collaboration from the outlet community. You'll see us working with other churches because this is not turf wars. Your set, my set, this is our clique, this is your clique. Because church can get very territorial. Listen, there are a host of restaurants that are out here. If the restaurant food is good, regardless as to what other restaurant is out here, people will at some point choose your restaurant. But if your food is trash, yes, you are worried about if someone else is going to open up because you don't have a good product. What's the product? Raising up bigger people. I believe the building will come. The permanent building will come. I believe that will come. I'm not pressed for it. What I am pressed for is making sure that our core team has enough support while we're in this season of being mobile. I am not interested in putting this church on a note or a mortgage that we cannot pay. I'm not saying I'm against mortgages or notes, especially if you get a chance to keep your cash and you're in a nice situation where at any moment you could sell and get out of debt. It has to be smart, so I'm not that cash. And that's it. You listen, you're going to miss what God's trying to do in your life. So we're going to stay open. But what I'm asking for this group, is we need to just take our next step. We need to take our next step in our homes. In your home, I'm asking you and voluntelling you, listen, I have fully, and my wife and I, we fully embrace this role of being your pastors. We really have. Which means that we're going to say the tough things because that's what you sign up for when you want somebody to spiritually guide you. So you all are going to establish a weekly Bible study in your home or with your friends if you live by yourself. Amen. We're going to establish a weekly Bible study. You can do that. You really can. Because if you look at your screen time, you'll see what else you're doing in that 15 minutes of time that you have. You can do this. The next thing that you're going to do, especially heads of household, I'm going to charge every head of household under the sound of my voice. You're going to create this year a personal mission and vision statement for your house. It may take you some time. It may take you some weeks. It may take you some months. It even may take you some years. But you are going to create a mission and a vision statement for your house, which will help guide you, which will help anchor you when conflict arises. So that's home. In our local church, I want you all to genuinely pray about what your next step here at the Outlet community is. For some people, you've been dating the Outlet. You've been dating us and just checking us out. And I understand that. My wife and I are in the same process spiritually as well. We're getting to know all of the relationships God is bringing into our life. So we haven't made a decision, but we're making the decision to take steps forward to find out what it is and what it isn't. I'm going to ask you all to prayerfully consider doing that as well if you're dating the Outlet community. If you've come to the Outlet and you know, like, you know what, this is something that I can get down with. This is something that I could be a part of. And you want to take that next step. I want to invite you today to take the next step, because we take the souls and the hearts and the lives and the families that God asks us to cover seriously. We live lives that are above reproach so that y'all don't have to be those individuals who say, I used to go to that church until he, dot, dot, dot. We take that serious. The next step is there are those who have been members, but it's time for you to deepen your leadership capacity. We have two more days until we start the next semester of OLI. I highly encourage you, if you have the capacity for 8 weeks, starting next Wednesday, for 8 consecutive weeks for 2 hours on Wednesday, get in OLI and strengthen your capacity as a leader so God can expand you even beyond church. Now let's talk about this money. I thank this church for being as generous as you all are. I really do. I've never had to beat you all over the head about finances. I've never had to say, won't you give, won't you give, won't you please give, won't you give. I want to thank you all for that. But what I am saying is we believe that the biblical standard that we should push for, that we should shoot for, is 10%. We believe that that is the biblical standard. It's a principle in the earth. What we're learning about that principle of 10% is that it should be the first and the best. So when we receive income, it should be the first thing we do and the best that we can do. Okay? That's the parameter. Any time that we're unable to do 10% for various reasons, that's a red flag that holistically there's something else off in our budget. So what I'm saying is first and best. Do it first, do your best, but I want you to address what is taking away your other income so that you can make sure you're not wasting the resources God is giving you. What you'll notice is that when you stop the hemorrhaging financially, you'll have more disposable income to be led by God. But the key is start where you are.
Come on now.
Wow.
That was just February of 2022.
That was before we knew anything about any, that was before we were contacted, before we knew this church existed, you know, and it's just, it's amazing when God starts to speak, y'all, you know, a lot of it can be so prophetic. And sometimes we tend to look over the prophetic because we don't understand it. And we're saying, well, that doesn't make sense. I don't see how that's going to come to pass. I will say, anytime you've gotten a word and it bears witness with your spirit, you have peace about it, write it down and shelve it. Because honestly, you'll go back to that and say, oh my gosh, Lord, that came true. That thing you said, that I didn't see it at the moment, but wow, there it is. And so you'll be able to write down and go back and see how God has been speaking to you the whole time. It's amazing.
Hold on to hope.
Hold on.
And what I want to show you is that hope transcends physical properties and physical things. In the natural, this year, there were times where things for our ministry, they looked bleak. They looked hopeless. Yeah. There were times that I was discouraged.
We had no leads.
Zero.
Zero leads.
And there was a moment when I followed peace, because I didn't have peace about the first opportunity. But when I followed peace, I felt like I was going back to square one. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, you actually went to the next level, because you don't really know how much you trust God until you have options. Sometimes we trust God because we have no other option. But to trust him. But it's when you have options and you say, Lord, I surrender to your plan. Lord, I surrender to you. The thing that sticks out just with our church is the first opportunity, it was appealing, mm-hmm. but we were always going to be the leasers. We were going to be renting from that first opportunity. This opportunity that came open the moment I followed peace was now about ownership.
Yes. And so this is a good lesson. You know, everything that's good is not necessarily God, right? Everything that looks good. So we got to pray it out. Lord, is this your will that I do this? And if it's not, a lot of times it's just a test to pass it up, because there's something better, especially if you know that that's not in your heart what God told you it was going to be. And if you're settling for something, pass it on up. That's not it. Just hold on.
So we'll talk more about the prophetic, and there were so many prophetic things working.
Oh my goodness, yes.
When we get into our spiritual gift series on next week, I actually have video of a prophecy that I received during the 31 days of prayer this past January.
And then it sounded crazy, didn't it? Oh, it sounded nuts.
When I play this prophecy, I want crazy. You all to put yourself in the mindset of you know nothing about what we're walking in right now.
Right.
But the reason why we're playing these things, and the reason why we're showing you these things, number one, God is speaking through this ministry.
Yes,
God's hand is being seen through this ministry. And more than ever, I'm convinced that we all need to plug in to what God is doing.
Amen.
We can't be haphazard about this. We need to be committed. We need to be committed to being diligent about the things of God. We need to be committed, you know, to hearing the voice of God.
As there is an anointing on the house, those who plug in, the anointing falls to your family. And, you know, God does corporate blessings. So a lot of times if you are not plugged into somewhere, I mean, he still blesses. But if you want to get in on this corporate blessing, plug in. And it's going to just trickle down to your family. You'll see it.
And here's the more humbling reality. God can pluck Ashley and I out and put someone else in. And that same blessing is here because
it's
the vein that God is in.
It's the corporate.
Listen,
yes.
I don't want anybody missing out on the flow. We call this the divine flow of what God has. I feel like DJ Khaled. It hurts my heart. Did he say it hurts or it breaks my heart?
I think
he said
breaks.
It breaks. It breaks my heart. It...
I don't even know.
It breaks my heart.
Y'all just continue to pray for the past.
It breaks my heart to see people if they just would have held on just a little while longer.
Man.
Just hold on a little while. And so I guess what we're saying to you today, hold on to hope just a little while longer. I know it can seem dark. I know it can seem disappointing. I know you can seem like there's no options, but hold on. Hold on. Just be grateful for the gift of today. Be grateful for the beauty of being able to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. And going back to Romans 15, it says, as you trust in him, y'all,
mm-hmm.
as you trust. So as your trust grows deeper and deeper and deeper, he's going to continue to give you overflowing peace and joy, you know, as you continue to trust in him. And that's what we're talking about, is hold on. What are you holding on to? Holding on to his character, holding on to his goodness, holding on to what he told you, holding on to him as you trust. As you hold on, you'll spring out with hope and peace and joy.
Now, as we close, if we could for a moment put ourselves into the mindset of the believers of that day.
Mm.
And so those before Christ had to believe that the day of Christ
was coming.
But thousands of years passed before they saw the manifestation of what they believed. Yet they held on to hope. If you can imagine, this is what this season is about. This season of Advent is about that which I thought would never happen is now here. And the angels from all of heaven and those who are called of God to spread the message is saying everything that you had hoped, everything that you put your trust in for God, it is now here before you to walk in, to experience, and you see Emmanuel, or God with us. It's bigger than the toys. It's bigger than the gift. Mm-hmm. It's about a reminder that I don't care how long you feel like you're waiting. Mm. The promise of God for
will
your
come
life
to pass.
Will come to pass.
Yes, it will.
And you will be holding the very thing that you had prayed.
Amen.
And God says in Ephesians 3:20, now to him
who is able
to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Mm-hmm. But it's according to the power that's at work within you. How do you keep that power at work? By not letting go of your hope. Don't let it go, y'all. Hold on.
Hold on.
Be encouraged. And get ready to experience, I feel it, a season of the miraculous. Amen.
Amen.
Can we pray for you all on today? And I want to pray for any person out here who may be feeling a tad bit discouraged today. You feel forgotten. You feel overlooked. You feel like the promise is tarrying. It's taking a long time. And I want to pray for your heart, that your heart, as it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. I want to pray for a healthy heart in this season of miracles, in this season of the miraculous. I want to pray for a divine perspective. I want you to have a renewed faith and a renewed sense that God hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't forgot about any part of your life. He loves you.
Yes.
And his desire is to bring you to a place of an expected end. I can tell you that many of the blessings that we walked in our life weren't because we were so focused on that blessing, but we kept our heart free and open to sense where God was leading. Sometimes when you're so discouraged, you are tempted to give up on being led by your spirit, and you try to do things in your own strength. I'm going to encourage you. If you started to get that mindset, repent right now and say, no, that's not the mindset I want to have.
That's right.
I want to let go of that mindset. I'm doing things on my own, and I'm recommitting to, all right, God, all right, I might have been disappointed. I might have been let down, but you know what? You're gonna walk with me.
And the word of God says, don't get weary in well-doing. You know, continue on in that. And I know the setbacks and the disappointments can be so startling and so frustrating, really. But God is there, and he'll redeem that time, and he'll make up that difference for you.
Amen. Can we pray today? Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to be with our family, to talk with them, to share our hearts with them. God, we want to see your will done in their homes, in their hearts, in their lives. So make it plain to them. Mm. Father, I pray for those who are dealing with a heavy heart, dealing with a sincere discouragement. It's a sense of heaviness that I'm praying for somebody specifically who's watching, who's feeling heavy. God, there's no distance in prayer. So lift that spirit of heaviness. Lift that fog from their mind. Help give them peace that passes their understanding. Help it to guard their heart and their mind by Christ Jesus. For those who are watching and they've never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you said in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Father, for every person as they're calling on your name and they're saying, Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, you are my Savior. Jesus, come into my heart and change me now. As they do that, I thank you for my brothers and sisters who are making decisions for you. Mm. We thank you, Lord. We love you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you prayed with us today, wow, we sense a sense of presence here today. I pray you sense that presence too. It's like, what do you mean? Like that peace, that's God. There with you. That's the spirit there with you right now. And it just shows you that when you plug in, when you press in, when you just hang out with where you're supposed to be at the right time, your senses, your spiritual senses are alive to him. And I'm just excited about this season.
I am too.
I want a church that knows how to move with the divine flow of the Holy Ghost. Yes. We've gotten away from that. And we started doing things because we got knowledge. We started to lean to our own understanding. And you know, we got to get back to trusting the Lord with all our heart and allowing Him to lead and guide us. But if you pray with us, I want you to simply text to 770-667-4899 the word prayer. And one of our prayer team members would love to follow up with you and just see how they could pray with you and just keep you encouraged and accountable this week. But amen.
Amen.
That was good at home church.
We pray you all enjoyed today. We pray you all are enjoying your family and are truly resting and relaxing. Listen, I know there's shopping out there. I know there's Black Friday and whatever else and all the sales, but take some time to really rest if you can, right? If when the when your job gives you a season of rest, the church gives you a season of rest, take it. Take it and rest, and you all be blessed.
All right. So December 4th, 11th, 18th, those are our final three times at Upstairs
That's
Atlanta.
It, just three more
we'll
times.
We'll be in person and online.
Yeah.
We don't have our children and teens open on Sundays, so I'm giving them a break to get trained and get more bodies added as we reopen in the new year. Yeah. But I invite you, parents, bring your teens and children out to the outreach. That actually is more impactful. And I will say just as, let me not say more, just as impactful as a Sunday morning. Getting our children, getting our students involved from an early age, that goes a long way. So we're going to be very intentional about getting our young students involved because they're not the next generation.
They're the now. They are.
That's why we call them emerging. So we want to get them involved. We thank you all for joining us. We can't wait to see you all very soon. Have a wonderful day. And until next time, we love you.
We love you all.
God bless.